This podcast is part of the Power of Podcasting Network. Find it at powerofpodcasting.com. Changing the world, one download at a time.
Welcome to the Podcast Rodeo Show. I'm your host, Dave Jackson, from the School of Podcasting.com. This is where we grab a random podcast and see how long we can hang on. And today I'm doing something different. I'm using Podcoin. It's a app that pays you to listen, and I've been listening on Podcoin for about a month. I listen to some new shows in the morning while I'm in the shower, and after listening for a whole month, I'm up to maybe a half a cent. It's interesting, but we're listening to a show called Welcome to My Show, and I'm like, okay, because they recommend shows, and this is, I get bonus points for listening to this. And it says, an improvised comedy, and comedy is in quotation marks. So that makes me kind of nervous right there. First of all, most improv is hideous, and comedy in quotation marks is like, So an improvised comedy variety show that focuses on embracing the terrible things in the world, from bad dates, freaky finds on Craigslist, and conspiracy theories to phone calls from mom. This show has everything you never asked for and more. Visit us at welcometomyshow.pizza. Not .pizza.com, just welcometomyshow.pizza for more garbage. And I'm like, okay. And we'll get to the episode called Bless You right after this.
The following is an opinion, and only an opinion. These are actual, honest first impressions. If you don't like the opinion, feel free to never listen again.
All right, welcome to my show, episode 61. Goes a little something like this.
Today's episode of Welcome to My Show is brought to you by Audible.
All right,
get a free audiobook. It's a show, and you're welcome. Right. Audiobook download and 30-day free trial at audibletrial.com/garbage.
That is a weird word to pick for, like, you know, your show is called Welcome to My Show, and you pick the word garbage. Now, she is standing next to a garbage can in the artwork, but that's different.
/garbage. Over 180,000 titles to choose from for your iPhone, Android, Kindle, or MP3 player.
Right, here comes the music.
Nice.
Nice. And the voiceover starts right.
Hello, and welcome to Welcome to My Show. It's a show, and you're welcome. I'm your host. My name's Michelle. Okay. I feel like I never tell you my name. But then again, I feel like I say that all the time. So maybe I do say my name, like, every time.
Okay, I gotta say right here, and the guy is singing in the background. I don't know if you know this or not. The music started, and now there's some dude singing. And I don't know if it's because I'm a musician, but my brain is going, I can't listen to both, dude. Like, I can't. Do I listen to lyrics or do I listen to the story? So fade that music out, because you're making my brain explode. I'm trying to do both, and it's distracting. So fade that music out.
Well, if you didn't know, my name's Michelle, and I'm a pretty average person, but that's sort of what this show's about. Just a look into the daily life of a very average person.
Way to sell it!
Today at work, I said bless you to someone for, like, the first time in a very long time, and I never do it, and here's why. So I went to a church camp one time, and the moment I stepped foot into this camp, there was a pastor there who asked me where I went to church, because he did not recognize my heathen face. He wanted to know my deal was. I was just there with a friend, just there so that I wouldn't have to spend a week with my evil grandma. I would rather spend it with the Lord. That's how mean my grandma was.
Okay.
So when he asked me where I went to church, I hesitated because I did not go to church at that time. And I said that I didn't know the name of my church that I attended. And I was, like, trying to cover it up. And I was like, oh, it's because it's, like, new. You know, you've never heard of it. Because I don't know the name of it. It's brand new. And he saw right through that, and he saw the devil in my eyes. And from that moment on, I was like just cast out amongst all the kids and all the pastors and all the parents and adults that were there.
Nice.
They hated me, and they just treated me like shit the whole time. It was really cool. Really recommend going to church camp when you're a little heathen child. It's a really fun experience. But at one point at this church camp, I sneezed and someone said, "God bless you," to me. And this pastor, who I had met the first day, told the child, "No, no, we do not say that to her." And then looked at me and said, "And you do not say that to anyone else. You
what?
Do not get that privilege."
What?
And I was like, okay, thank you. I'm going to go cry. So from that moment on, I just stopped saying bless you. I just felt weird about it. And I didn't really understand why. And I kind of understood the whole bless part. Like, blessings are not my thing because I don't have any sort of religious background or beliefs. And that's fine. I don't judge anyone for their beliefs except for this motherfucker at the church camp who cast me out and made me dress like a clown. But that's a whole other story.
I want to hear that
story. So what I wanted to do was look up the origin of bless you, because when I said it today, it brought back all these memories. And I was like, what was he trying to stop from getting to me by other people saying bless you? And what was he trying to get me to stop trying to do by blessing others? And I found this article on southernliving.com, which is a very reputable source. It is a magazine that I think my family used to get. I actually started getting it one day, and I think it may have been for the people who lived in my apartment before me, but I got it for like a year and a half, and then it just stopped.
Art, I really thought I wasn't going to like this show because this is my show and you're welcome. Here's the thing. I love the sarcasm. I love the snark. I liked the story. And I want to hear about you dressing up like a clown. I want to hear about your grandma. And the only thing that you are doing, I mentioned the music. You got to either A, get different music that doesn't have people rapping / singing over it, or B, fade that stuff out. Once you're in, fade it out. And then the other thing is, you have an ever so slightly popping pee problem. And here's how you fix this. Do not talk directly into the microphone. So picture a microphone right in front of you, and it's in line with your nose. So it's at 12 o'clock. Here's what I want you to do. Point the butt of the microphone at 2 o'clock, and then move the microphone over so it's pointing. Like, just scooch it like an inch and a half, 2 inches to the right, so that the front end of the microphone is pointing at the corner of your mouth. And then say, "Happy peanut butter," or "Bring pizza pronto," or anything with a bunch of P's and B's in it. "Big Bad Billy put pizza in his pants," whatever it is, something like that. And he was very happy, because those are H's, P's, and B's, and that will make people tune out. And yours were just ever so slight. So it wasn't a problem, but you're like, you're right, I hear him. And that's my kind of picky podcast ears. But all in all, I thought it was good. I thought the dot pizza thing was a little different. But it works, and the garbage thing is a little different, but okay, that's your thing. So all in all, I thought it was a good story. My one worry, now I want to hear the rest of this. I do. I want to listen to the rest of this episode, and I see it's 40 minutes long, and that makes me go, because now she's kind of turned it into a trivia show here. She took a turn. Hey, let's get into where Bless You came from. But since we're talking about stories, I am reading a book right now called Story Worthy. And if you tell stories on your podcast, I would recommend it. Especially now, the beginning of the book, he gets into kind of exercises and things like that. So if you want to jump into like what makes a good story, start about chapter 7. I'm actually listening to it on Audible. If you go out to podcastradioshow.com/306, I'll have a link there where you can get, that's right, you can get that book for free. It's Audible Day here at Podcast Radio Show. And it's a good book. If you are doing any kind of storytelling in your podcast, if you want to go on dates and have cool stories to just dazzle your potential date person, then check out the book Story Worthy. And if you want your show right here on the Podcast Rodeo Show, go out to podcastrodeoshow.com. Click on the Fiverr button. It may not be a Fiverr button in the future, but that's all right. And also, I always mention the podcast review show. If you want a full review, we don't just listen to the beginning. We listen to the beginning, middle, and we often listen to your episodes multiple times. We go over your website. We go over your audio quality. We go over your flow. We go over your goals. It's two podcasts for the price of a half. It's $99, podcastreviewshow.com. And I say that to say that price is going up because it's two podcasts. You know, you got almost 50 years of experience there helping you shape your podcast. podcastreviewshow.com. That price is going up in October. So thanks so much for tuning in. This is Dave Jackson from the School of Podcasting.com reminding you to always enjoy your ride. Hey, you still here? I'm still here. I know I said the podcast rodeo show was going to Tuesdays and Thursdays, and then, hey, guess what? That turned into Tuesdays. Just want to let you know. September, I'm writing a book called Profit From Your Podcast. I need to write about another 30,000 words by the end of the month, and actually in more like 2 weeks is what I need to do that. So I am hunkering down on this book. I will get back to 3 days a week, probably in October, but I just want to say thank you so much for your patience while I'm writing this book, and I'll let you know when it's ready. Take care.